From a several-mile stretch along Route 2 to just south of the Green River, weather depending, you're listening to WMCB 107.9 Greenfield. And this is Pretty Vacant with your host, Henry Porter, about to pierce your ears with songs that don't suck.
I see you shiver with anticipation.
All right.
Anyway, the film is now underway.
I am tired of doing memorial shows, but here we are. Really, there's only one memorial show I'm looking forward to, but we'll talk about that another time. So we lost music and film icon Dolly Parton, film and music icon Tim Curry, and Monty Python, Graham Chapman, who passed away in 1989.
Very good. Well, the audience here certainly enjoyed that visual joke. I only hope the soundtrack does justice to it, because it certainly was the most outstanding joke. Well, it's still all pretty visual so far.
Who goes there? It is I, Arthur, son of Uther Pendragon from the castle of Camelot.
This is the first dialogue King of the Britain, scene. A very funny little scene, this, between Arthur and his servant Patsy there, and two unnamed soldiers standing on the battlements
and this is
of
my
this
trusty
castle.
Servant
the castle itself
Patsy.
Is,
we have ridden the length
say,
and breadth of the land in search of knights
high,
who will join me in my court at Camelot. I must speak with your lord and master.
Probably. And Arthur is engaged in asking the soldier standing right up there on the top of the wall if he knows of any knights
so,
who might be prepared
we have ridden
to join
since the snows
King
of winter
Arthur
covered this land,
at the round
through the
table.
Kingdom of Mercia,
and the
through
knight amusingly
the coconut.
Replies in a cheerful
we found
and
them.
Quite
found
unexpected
manner. In Mercia, the coconut's tropical.
Sorry.
Bring out your date! Bring out your date!
Here's one!
Ninepence.
I'm not dead.
What?
Nothing. Here's your ninepence.
I'm not dead.
Here. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not.
He isn't?
Well, he will be soon. He's very ill.
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment. Oh, I can't take him like that. It's against regulations.
I don't want to go on the cart.
Oh, don't be such a baby. I can't take him.
I feel fine.
Well, do us a favour.
I can't.
Well, can you hang around a couple of minutes? He won't be long.
No, I've got to go to Robinson's. They've lost 9 today.
Well, when's your next run?
Thursday.
I think I'll go for a walk.
You're not fooling anyone, you know. Look, isn't there something you can do?
I feel happy.
Ah, thanks very much.
Not at all. See you on Thursday.
Right.
Throw it down, boy, throw it down.
Oh yeah, Dolly Parton, Mule Skinner Blues. You got a head and your mind goes big. Your heart will pump and your blood will sing. So let the party and the sound rock on. You're gonna shake it till the life has gone. Rose to my birth to be saved from my trouble and pain. We're wild and an untamed thing. We'll be with a deadly sting. You got a head and your mind goes big. Your heart will pump and your blood will sing. So let the party and the sound rock on. We're gonna sing until the life has gone. Roast in my world, keep me safe from my trouble and pain. We're wild and we're the same thing. We'll be with a deadly sting. You get a hit and your mind goes ping. Your heart will pump and your blood will sing. So let the party and the sounds rock on. We're gonna shake it till the life has gone, gone, gone. Rose to my world, keep me safe from my trouble and pain. Tim Curry, Wild and Untamed Thing from Rocky Horror Picture Show soundtrack.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling better 'cause I'm over you. I learned my lesson, it left a scar. Now I see how you really are. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good. I'm gonna say it again. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good.
I broke a heart, that's gentle and true. I broke a heart over someone like you.
I'll beg his forgiveness.
No good.
Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris, and Sheryl Crow. And this again is going to be Tim Curry.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Oh, woman, don't you treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you said so, I'd have to bag my bags and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack, don't you come back no more, no more. Don't you come back no more.
Now what you say?
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no
Tim Curry with the Stray Cat Oh, no, that's not... that is Tim Curry. That's Hit the Road, Jack.
Snakes in the grass, you'd better move fast. You'll be poisoned or be strangled to death. Their fangs, they bite deep, and their venom will creep inside you till you're gasping for breath. And you can't get away from these god-awful snakes. They will bite and suck till they bleed you dry. And when they're done with you, they'll be stalking someone new. Oh, trust me, you'll be lucky to survive. And they won't let you go, no. They're creepy, they're cold, so beware of the snakes in the grass.
Snakes in the grass.
They strike in a flash, so you better watch your ass or fall victim to the snakes in the grass. Snakes in the grass, it's hard to move past when they're waiting, coiled and ready to strike. So you best be alert, or you're gonna get hurt. Be mindful of their poisonous bite. And they won't let you go, no. They're creepy, they're cold, so beware of the snakes in the grass. They strike in a flash, so you better watch your watch. I fall victim to the snakes in the grass. Be careful where you step, 'cause I've been there myself. Beware of the snakes. aches in the grass. You better watch it, watch it.
Snakes in the Grass, Dolly Parton. What else have we got for you today?
Well, we're going back to join the film in the 62nd minute in terms of the where there's been fighting and killing of the knights by the rabbit in general.
Run away! Run away! Run away! Run away! Right, how many did we lose?
Gawain,
Hector, and Bors, that's five.
Three, sir.
Three. We'd better not risk another frontal assault. That rabbit's dynamite.
Would it help to confuse it if we ran away more?
Oh, shut up and go and change your armor. Let us taunt it. It may become so cross that it will make a mistake.
Like what?
Well,
have we got bows?
No.
We have the holy hand grenade.
Yes, of course. The holy hand grenade of Antioch. 'Tis one of the sacred relics Brother Maynard carries with him. Brother Maynard! Bring up the holy hand grenade.
Pie Jesu Domine, dona eis requiem. Pie Jesu Domine, dona eis requiem.
How does it work?
I know not, my liege.
Consult the Book of Armaments.
Armaments, chapter 2, verses 9 to 21.
And St. Attila raised the hand grenade up on high, saying, O Lord, bless this thy hand grenade, that with it thou mayst blow thine enemies to tiny bits in thy mercy. And the Lord did grin, and the people did feast upon the lambs and sloths and carp and anchovies and orangutans and breakfast cereals and fruit bats and large...
Skip a bit, brother.
And the Lord spake, saying, First shalt thou take out the holy pin. Then shalt thou count to three. No more, no less. Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three. Four shalt thou not count, neither count thou two, excepting that thou then proceed to three. Five is right out. Once the number three, being the third number, be reached, then lobbest thou thy holy hand grenade of Antioch towards thy foe, who, being not in my sight, shall snuff it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Right. One, two, five.
Three, sir.
Three.
For cocaine, I'm
I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Still, I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously don't adore.
Dolly Parton, I get a kick out of you. Well, here we are again, Monday afternoon. Greenfield, Massachusetts. The old Pretty Vacant radio show. Appreciate y'all tuning in today. Hope day's going well. And, yeah, we've, they keep dropping, but I'm not going to speculate on that. Dolly Parton, we lost Dolly, and I just think the world of her. She has always just been such a great person. You never, ever, with one brief exception where some right-wing weirdos got a little touchy with her, around election time. I've never heard anything, not one thing bad about that woman. Not my favorite musically. I mean, what I really love about her is that she just has such a huge heart. And of course, Tim Curry passed away this week. And, Graham Chapman passed away, of course, in 1989, so we're honoring them today here on Pretty Vacant. And hope you enjoy the show. That's Boots Randolph in the background. The Race is on. Henry Porter, well, he nor Reverend Loveplate have surfaced. I do believe that he is out of jail, but very little information on them. So, coming up next, got another Monty Python cut that mirrors current day politics somehow.
She looks like one.
Yeah, yeah, she looks like one.
Bring her forward.
I'm not a witch. I'm not a witch.
But you are dressed as one.
They dressed me up like this. And this isn't my nose. It's a false one.
Well?
Well, we did do the nose.
The nose?
And the hat. But she is a witch.
Yeah.
Did you dress her up like this?
No!
No! No!
No!
No!
No!
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, a bit. Yeah. A bit. A bit. She has got a wart.
What makes you think she's a witch?
Well, she turned me into a newt.
A newt?
I got better.
Burn her anyway!
Burn!
There are ways of telling whether she is a witch.
Are there? Huh? What are they? Tell us! Tell us! They hurt!
Tell me, what do you do with witches?
Burn!
Burn! Burn! Burn!
And what do you burn apart from witches?
For witches!
Wood! So, why do witches burn?
Because they're made of wood.
Good.
good. So, how do we tell whether she is made of wood?
Build a bridge out of her.
Ah, but can you not also make bridges out of stone?
Oh, yeah.
Does a wood sink in water?
No.
It floats. It floats.
Throw her into the pond.
What also floats in water?
Bread. Apples.
Very small rocks.
Cider.
A great gravy.
Cherries.
Mud.
Churches.
Lead.
A duck.
Exactly. So, logically,
if she weighs the same as a duck, she's made of wood.
And therefore...
A witch!
A witch!
A witch!
Crops are all in and the peaches are rotting. The oranges are piled in their creosote dumps. You're flying them back to the Mexican border to pay all their money to wait back again. Goodbye. To my one goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. Are illegal and some are not wanted. Our work contract's out and we have to move on. But it's 600 miles to that Mexican border. They chase us like outlaws, like rustlers, like thieves. Goodbye to my one. Amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deported. Father's own father, he waded that river. They took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come working the fruit trees, and they rode the truck till they took down and died. Airplane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. A fireball of lightning that shook all our hills. Who are these dear friends all scattered like dry leaves? The radio said they were just deportees. Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. No, all they will call you will be.
That's Dolly Parton with Deportee. Now we got a little Porter Wagner and Dolly coming up. Gonna go down Satan's River.
Satan's got a river.
Satan's got a river, deep and wide.
So deep and wide.
Satan's got a river. And it's so deep and wide.
And he's got folks a-swimming.
He's got folks a-swimming
in the warm, smooth tide.
Someday Satan's river.
Yes, someday Satan's river is gonna run dry.
It's gonna run dry.
What was once a smooth river, hot lava will make the tide. Stay clear of Satan's river. Heaven's on either side.
Are sailing Satan's river so smooth,
never stopping or thinking about God's golden rule. When the river starts to sink in, they'll cry, "I've been a fool."
Satan's got a river.
Satan's got a river, and it's so deep and wide. And he's got folks a-swimming in the warm, smooth tide.
Satan's got a river.
Oh yeah, that's old Porter Wagner and Dolly Parton. She, she's kind of started out her singing career on Porter Wagner's
From
television.
The manger to the binnacle of success.
Pinnacle.
That's the story of Monty Python's Life of Brain.
Brian.
Now, from the barnacle of Wart Brothers,
Warner Brothers,
comes the wife of Brian Albumin, Albinum.
Record.
Get it now and annoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself.
Oh, sorry.
Monty Python's Life of Brian, a record that is twice as good as anything you half liked.
I said to him, Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back.
But I must travel on till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh, yes, when the morning's so bright and the Lamb is the light and the night is as bright. No trouble I see. and the wolves will be tamed, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. Oh yes, and the beast from the wild shall be led by a little child, and I'll be changed, changed from this creature I am. Oh yes, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray, and there'll be no sadness, no sadness.
Peace in the Valley. Dolly Parton, man, the world's gonna miss her. I hope there's somebody else that
there's
comes,
nothing more American than bluegrass.
Comes up and takes that place, because we need that.
It makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. Well, at least you know that much of my hair's real. You know, I got some boys here that can even make my wig stand up. You know, bluegrass players are forever tuning their instruments. I guess they're picky about their picking. Hey, guys, knock it off over there. Hey, you're in plenty good enough tune to play and sing with me. Would you like to?
Yeah.
Well, shucks, come on over here. Bring all that stuff. How about we get patriotic?
Sure.
Hit it, boys.
El Otto is our leader. He's fine and strong and brave, and we'll follow him unquestioning towards an early grave. He gives us hope of sacrifice and the chance to die in vain. And if we're one of the lucky ones, we'll live to die again. We'll die and die and die and die and die and die and die. No need for explanations, ours not to reason why. So we march behind our leader and we shout our battle cry. Why love and sleep and eat good food when there's half a chance to die?
Tim, the bizarre and oddly dressed enchanter, provides the knights with the final clue that leads them to the Holy Grail.
Yes, I can help you find the Holy Grail.
Oh, thank
you. To the north there lies a cave, the cave of Caer Bannog, wherein, carved in mystic runes upon the very living rock, the last words of Ulfin Bedwyr of Reged make plain the last resting place of the most holy grail.
Right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again, just when I'm about to make it work without you. You look into my eyes and lie those pretty eyes, and pretty soon I'm wondering. Oh,
Song makes me think I'm back listening to 1290 AM KUOA Country Sunshine, but that's not what's happening. We are listening to Dolly Parton. And now here comes Tim Curry again. You are listening to WMCB 107.9 Greenfield.
Sludge. Filth.
You. I see the world and all the creatures in it. I suck them dry and spit them out like spinach. I feel the power, it's growing by the minute. And pretty soon you're gonna see me wallow in it. I feel good, a special kind of horny. Flowers and trees depress and frankly bore me. I think I'll spew them all with cyanide saliva. Pour me a puke cocktail and take me to the driver. Filthy brown acid rain to dinner, I could go for something sweet. Revenge! For all those years locked in a tree. I'm gonna crush and grind all creatures great and small, and put up parking lots and shiny shopping malls. 'Cause greedy human beings will always lend a hand with the destruction of this worthless jungle land. And
beautiful machine they have provided to slice about the doom with my foul breath to guide it. Hit me one time, hit me twice. Oh, ah, oh.
Well, that's rather nice.
Oil and grime, oil and sludge.
That is Tim Curry with Toxic Love. Pretty good one. Well, we're winding it down.
The announcement to which you are now listening is available only on the executive version of this record and is not available on any other version.
This is side two. If you want to play the record from the beginning, please turn over. Do not play this side if you want side one. This is side two.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Come on, Brian, cheer up. We'll come from nothing, you know what I say?
Always
cheer up, you old bugger. Come on, give us a quiz. There you are. See? The end of the film. Incidentally, this record's available
always
in the foyer.
Right,
some of us got to live as well, you know. Alright, it's a lot. Let's get this place up there.
Right,
choke his mantle in 3 weeks. What do you think plays for this rubbish?
said they'll never make their money back.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Thank you very much for coming along. Thank you very much for coming along. I think the voiceovers have helped the record enormously.
That's it, is it? I mean, that really is it?
Yes, thanks. That's all we need, thanks.
Oh, okay. We don't want this song, then?
No, this song is a bit de trop, I think. We have plenty of songs on the album anyway, as it happens. Is...
who?
£30 all right?
All right. That was, of course, Monty Python. We've got one last tune here for you.
See, you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat wheel. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Night.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
Yes, sir. That is Tim Curry, once again from the Rocky Horror Picture Show soundtrack. That is going to do it for this week's episode of Pretty Vacant. Thanks for tuning in. If you did. If you didn't, well, we're not on speaking terms anymore.
Right down and die, but do remember it's all been a lie. I do have a reason, much so much, you'll always find me at your lunch. We're at lunch.
Oh, it's so pretty, oh, so pretty.
comments.